Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC. So coming up this evening here in Webster City, there's a fantastic program offered at Kendall Young Library about the life of Edgar Allan Poe. It's my pleasure speaking with Darren Crow. Interesting rhyme right there. Darren Crow from the Cedar Rapids area will present this program all about him. And Darren, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for letting me come on and talk for a minute.
Absolutely. So let's find out about yourself.
Well, I am a storyteller. I love stories of all kinds and types, and so that's the way I spend my days, running around to libraries and museums and schools and just about anywhere people will sit still long enough to listen to a story.
And you're a teacher, right?
I do a lot of work in classrooms, but I am not a full-time teacher.
Okay, so you go all over. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say it's an interesting way to do things. I get to spend time with children, but then I can let them go back to their teachers.
Well, there we go. So, Darren, what made you interested in Edgar Allan Poe?
Oh, man, you know, I have actually loved him for, you know, since I was a kid. I remember on a long car drive home from my grandparents in Ottumwa, I picked up my older sister's literature book and opened it up to The Cask of Amontillado, and from that point I was hooked. And years ago I was working in a living history museum, and we wanted a Halloween program, and I said, hey, why don't I take some Poe and put it together? Well, there it was.
And you've had been hooked ever since.
I have, and, you know, continuing to learn, you know, every year a little more about Poe as new information comes out and as new biographies are offered, and continuing to, yeah, just explore and experience more of his life, because he's a fascinating guy.
Other than Edgar Allan Poe there, Darren, do you do any other roles by any chance?
Oh, my, yes. I have a pretty wide range of stories. I'm a big fan of folk tales and fairy tales, but one of my great loves is Iowa history. So I spend a lot of time talking about the people and the places and the things of our state, because we live in a pretty awesome place, and we often forget how great our stories are here.
Indeed. So let's talk about this program you're giving Monday evening. That's this evening there at Kendall Young Library in Webster City. Tell us what we can expect.
Oh, it's going to be really fun. It is a first-person program, so I'll be, you know, Mr. Poe. And it will be a mixture of both information about his life, but then also several of his best poems and short stories, including... Oh, golly, The Mask of the Red Death, The Raven, The Telltale Heart, and one of my favorite stories that nobody ever reads is one of his comedies, The Angel of the Odd. And people forget that Poe wrote lots of comedy.
Really? Of course, I'm familiar with this production known as Nevermore, which we staged in Webster City about, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah. But yeah, the story... Angel of the Odd is a hilarious, it's a big, long, drunk tale. So it's what happens when you drink too much.
Okay. So
He was certainly familiar with that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Sounds fascinating. So
yeah.
I'm sure they'll be part of the program coming up this evening there at Kendall Young Library in Webster City. So how many types of programs do you do each year?
Oh, my goodness. A pretty wide range because, you know, it's a little unlimited because teachers will call me and say, hey, we're getting ready to do a unit on hobos and the Great Depression. You got any stories about that? And I can say, give me a few weeks. And that story, that question actually led to the creation of one of my favorite Iowa stories because it's, it's my grandma's Great Depression story. So, or a couple of years ago, a library asked for some stories about Vietnam because their community reads book was one of its themes. And I said, well, my dad was in the Navy and my wife's dad was in the Army. So we went back home and we did hours and hours and hours of interviews and questions and put together what I think is a pretty kicking story about their experiences during the war and the experiences of their wives as well.
Interesting. So again, you're invited to come to Kendall Young Library in Webster City. It's going to last about a good 90 minutes, I believe, there. Aaron?
Yeah, somewhere between 80 and 90, probably.
Mm-hmm. About 80, 90 minutes, so that's coming up this evening, starting at 5:30. And the best thing about it there, Darren, the program is absolutely free.
Yes. So thank your friends of the library and your community that is dedicated to having a great library, because that's a pretty big deal.
It sure is. So again, come see Darren Crowe this evening in Morbid Curiosities, An Evening with Edgar Allan Poe. That'll be tonight, starting at 5:30 at Kendall Young Library in Webster City. Darren Crowe, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, what a pleasure. Thanks for asking me.